Hey guys, so I've been talking to a lot of people recently about podcasting. This is something that's been coming up for a lot of people. They're like, oh, I want to start a podcast. And every single person I've ever talked to is, I want to, I'm going to. And they are waiting and waiting and waiting. It's something that they have been holding off on doing. And I did the same exact thing, right? Like, I had been wanting to do a podcast for years, wasn't sure how to do it. The technology was kind of overwhelming. It was just one more thing to add on my list. But as you guys all know, I use Anchor for podcasting now. It is an app that came out, I want to say it was maybe a year ago. And I have been using it for every single podcast episode. And no, I don't have a top 100 podcast. It's not some highly produced show where there's even an intro. They're short and they're sweet and they get to you. And they're fine, right? They're a really good kind of first effort. They're like a very good first iteration. And then maybe I was even thinking to myself the other day, maybe after I do 100 episodes this way, I might want to level up and do something fresh, and maybe something a little bit more highly produced, a little bit more planned out, a little bit more strategic, because right now they're just one-off. They're just like off the top of my head what's going on in the world that I'm seeing. And what's funny is that since I've been using Anchor, the platform itself, the app, has had new versions come out. So they've actually updated the app itself. So now you can podcast for longer than just 5 minutes with it being broken up. It has just, it's a lot smoother. There's a lot better capabilities to the app itself. And so for those of you that have been waiting around to do this, just freaking start doing it. Because I cannot tell you how many instances I've had people say to me, oh, I've been listening to your podcast, or oh, I'm on Instagram. They'll like post about, I have Rosemary's voice over and over in my head because I'm binging all of her podcast episodes. And like, these are people that I've never met before, would never have come across before, but they are becoming so much more committed to me because they can hear my voice. They can hear the tone. They can hear my, the way I talk, my cadence. They just feel like they know me a little bit better. And so I had this experience this week too, that I was talking to my sister-in-law last night about, because she wants to start a podcast, same thing. She wants to talk about like being a, an esthetician and doing eyelash extensions and like how you can like run a business, you know, how you can get started, because there was a lot of things that she wished she knew when she got started. And I was like, oh my gosh, you could help so many people just by like listening to your experience. Even little things like, how'd you find your school you went to? How did you get certified? What are the different places that you buy your stuff online? How did you find your first client? Like, how did you get into a studio salon? And like, where did you find that? So there's just so many things that you've lived through that can help other people who are just about to go through those same exact things. And no, it doesn't have to be something that's super fancy. You know, her boyfriend works in radio, so he could make it really fancy for her. But why wait for that? Just start putting stuff out now, because with Anchor, what's so great is you could always go back and like edit the episodes. You can start over, you can add different show notes, you can rename everything, you can upload now their own like cover art per episode. It's just gotten to be where it's not overwhelming. Just get in there and try it. And you don't even have to publish to an actual like Apple iTunes podcast yet. You can just keep it all in Anchor and just get comfortable with the platform, but you have to freaking start. So this week, I was telling her last night, I had come across this podcast. I think I got it off of an email that I subscribed to, something called The Skim. And it's an email service that skims the news for you and gives you like all the highlights. It's not like super in depth or super boring. It's like a lot of things, and it's like in the tone and cadence of like a 30 to 40 year old. So it's perfect for me, right? It's not something dry that like CNN's put out. It's like these girls have this company. It's amazing. They like, I've been, you know, subscribed to it for probably a couple years now, and it's great. And at the very bottom of it, they talked about this podcast I had never heard of. So I subscribed to it. It's called Table Manners, and I did post about it on Instagram yesterday, I believe. And it's freaking hilarious, right? It's a singer who I actually have one of her songs in one of my playlists, Jessie Ware. I don't really know what the genre is of her music. Maybe it's jazz. It's a little bit jazzy, but it's like modern, so it's not standards. She sings, she writes, she has her own music. But it's good. It's definitely not like what's mainstream now, but I love it. Like, I can listen to her full album as I'm working. Like, it's a really good, like, chill out at home with a glass of wine album. But I've only have one of her songs in my playlist. I've only heard one thing that she's put out ever. So when I found this podcast, of course, I'm like listening to her voice, and the podcast is with her and her mother, and her mother cooks, they live in London. Her mother's Jewish, so she has like a background. She loves cooking. She cooks big family meals. And they have guests over. And because she's in the music industry, she has people like Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran, Paloma Faith. She has people that are actors. So there's a guy on Game of Thrones, a guy on that movie Get Out. And like a lot of them are British, but some of them aren't. And it was fascinating. Like I've binge listened to all the episodes, and some are like longer than others. But it's just a dinner party. And she asked some questions about like how they... And with this is the funny thing, right? Is she's a musician. And there are some musicians on the show. And they do talk about music a little bit, but not really. The whole focus is, because it's called Table Manners, on the food they grew up with. Because one of her first true loves is food and her mother feeding her. So she asked them about their childhood and like what their mother and fathers cooked and what they were raised on. And do they like cooking? And what do they like to go out and eat? And it's just fascinating. It's like a whole different viewpoint of a human being. And I've talked about this before, is like there's so much that makes up a human. Just because you're known for one thing, just because you are a business coach, or just because you sell essential oils, or you do eyelash extensions, you don't have to talk about that only solely on social media. People want to know you as a person. They want to know your story. They want to know more about you. They want to get a holistic view of who you are as a human. Because that's what we do at dinner parties, right? We go and we talk, we learn about people. We don't just hammer into them about like what they are known for. So if she were to bring on people like Sam Smith or Ed Sheeran and only talk about music, it'd probably be just like every other interview you've ever heard of them. But because she dives deep and talks about like, what are they eating on tour? Like, where do they go? What are their favorite places to go out to eat if they're, you know, in New York? Or what did their mothers cook? And like, what were they raised on? And it's hilarious to like listen to these people talk about their eating habits, and you would never have known that. You've never seen any interviews like this before, and it's just so casual. It's just so lovely, and listening to it. So not only then, of course, I'm super committed to Jessie Ware and subscribe to her podcast, like left a review on iTunes because I'm in love with it. Also, I had to do like research on her, of course, follow her on Instagram now. I'm like 100% want to see what she's doing. She's coming on tour here. She's just flying to LA. I saw on her Instagram stories. I want to go to California and watch her show now. Not because, I mean, her music is good. I love it. Like I listened to her album. Because of this podcast, I went on Spotify and followed her album and saved it to my playlist, listened to the whole thing. And I would never have done that if I did not hear that podcast. I would never have gone on her Instagram account and see, oh, she just so happens to be in America touring right now. I wonder if I could go to a show. Never would have been on my radar if it were not for this podcast that has nothing to do with her music. It's so amazing how this works. And not only did I do that, I of course researched every single guest that she had on the show. I re-listened to Sam Smith. I re-listened to Ed Sheeran. I re-listened to all the people that she's had on. I want to put faces, you know, to voices. And so I will go Google every person so I can like see what they look like. It's fascinating, right? So stop waiting. And like podcasting, this could mean anything, right? If you're waiting to do Instagram stories, if you're waiting to do a Facebook live show, if you're waiting to do a YouTube channel, like you, all those things that you wanted to do, none of it matters what you pick, just pick one. But I will say that podcasting and having people hear your voice over and over and over, talk about something that's different than what they expect you to talk about, is a huge advantage to get people to commit to you. So please stop waiting. Download the Anchor app now and just start putting stuff out there. Get it started. It is going to suck at first, but you know what I always say, everything sucks first until it gets good. So get started today.